kitchen's ability. The security pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, over the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli patriot living in America because, of course, his views on many issues, corruption in the Israeli government, the assassination of Rabin, and certainly so many of the other things going on over there, caused death threats against him and actions against him. So he came to the United States, and we're fortunate to have him because he keeps us abreast of what's going on in the Near East from an objective Israeli point of view. Barry, thanks very much for being with us, and bring us up to date with what's happening over there in the Middle East, or I should say in the Near East, because what is happening there is going to, sooner or later, have a profound impact on what's taking place here. Go right ahead.
I had a busy day today. People contacted me every which way, by phone, by email, to let me know that the Rabin assassination was the number two item on the news yesterday, on Israeli national news, Mabat it's called. The whole country watches it. Well, half the country is no exaggeration. And I had a friend who got a little, exploitative, and he was not such a good friend at the end. But nonetheless, he took my material and he made a website on Shimon Peres. It's Peres Murdered Rabin website. And he used very fancy but very frightening images of Peres chasing Rabin and Peres with his hands full of blood along with my material, which wasn't exactly my way of doing things. Nonetheless, after years of this site, it was discovered by Israel Television, who incidentally had been contacting me in the last month be on this little expose of theirs. Nonetheless, David Rutstein was the number two item on the news, and not just number two. They had commentary. And Rutstein was very good, surprisingly, on the news, and he said anyone who reads my website will know that Peres was the murderer within 10 minutes using my material, but what the heck. I'm not alone in this life, and he deserves a little bit of fame, which is what he's seeking. And he got it yesterday. He got it big time. The news reported this website to Peres's, or the presidential office, and the president's spokesman said that they will turn it over to the Shin Bet, the Israeli Secret Service, who, of course, have got to bury it because Carmi Gilon, who was head of the Secret Service, worked with Peres to knock off Rabin. So they'll bury it. And no matter what they say that they're opening the investigation, they can't. It would be the end of the Secret Service in Israel. So nonetheless, well, just before November, the Israeli public in a huge way were given the doubts surrounding the Rabin, the murder, but more to the point, the outright blame of Shimon Peres, their president, in the murder of Yitzhak Rabin was on the news yesterday. And, well, I'll add that they have commentaries, legal commentaries, who said that this site is legal even though they hate what's on it. In Israel, you have freedom of expression, which is a bunch of baloney. If they want to shut down the website, they would. But this went on, I would say, for 4 or 5 minutes, second item on the news yesterday. And I've been looking at the reports on the Internet. There are a lot of people remembering me all over the Internet. That's the first thing. And a lot of people believe that Peres did it. And then, of course, you have a few defenders of Peres, but they're really outnumbered by the people who don't believe the official story. It all happened yesterday night, and this is very exciting for me. My issue never goes away, it appears.
Well, I'm glad that information is getting out, and one of these days you'll be vindicated.
Oh, I think I'm vindicated by half of the Israeli people already, but the question is, will Peres sit in a filthy prison cell till he dies, which is what I'm aiming for? I don't want him to die. I want him to face the music. You know, he's 87 years old, but I still want him to live until he has to own up to what he did. Now, oddly enough, this was such a long report on the same day. And I got to tell you, sometimes I think this was all coordinated. Yigal Amir, the patsy for the murder, on the same day as this report, maybe that they held back the report until this day, Amir petitioned the civil court in Be'er Sheva to be let out of solitary confinement and allowed to the general prison population. Which, of course, why shouldn't he be? He's not going to hurt anyone, but I'll tell you, he never will be, because they're afraid he'll open his mouth. That's why he's in solitary confinement to this day. He's no threat to anyone. He's not a violent person. He knows things, and he doesn't want, well, the prison authority and the Secret Service don't want him in the general population, because at some point he's going to open his mouth and say, I didn't do it. All that happened yesterday night, a very exciting night for the Rabin assassination in Israel. Very big night. The second item of the news and the third item of the news were about the Rabin assassination. But I say it again, the second item was a claim that Peres was behind the assassination, which he certainly, certainly was.
Well, I just hope that the Israeli population will begin to realize that so much of what they're told, not only at that time but being told today, isn't true, and they begin to question things, and who knows, maybe one day they can do something to take back control of their government.
I've been trying to get back to Israel to my family lately. I've got a little problem with the family, and everyone who I spoke to, I was on the phone to Israel in the last 2 days at least 6 or 7 times. Everyone has said the same thing: don't go back yet. It's just too risky to go back for you right now. But neither here nor there. Someday, I hope I will. But I'll tell you what I can expect. Is what my family can expect. I mean, that's between us. It's a nightmare for me. Somebody sent me an article from Israel Magazine. It's a French magazine, the biggest magazine about Israel in French. And they had an article that I have not seen anywhere else. And it's, well, I'll tell you about the article. The Israeli Interior Ministry approved a project this week to build 8 huge cemeteries 30,000 plus places each. In other words, over, well, 8 times 30 is 24, you know, a quarter of a million graves. A quarter of a million graves. I'm going to read directly from the report. The project has been approved by the Ministry of Interior. In case of natural catastrophe, that's one, or massive terror attack or nuclear attack, Israel is building graves. A lot of graves.
That sounds very much like the hysteria they're putting out over in Great Britain, you know, about the danger of swine flu. But, of course, maybe it's just to terrify the Israeli people about the possibility of war. Who knows? They play games with our minds, and they just love to put in all those graves. They're doing it, and they're getting to doing it in England. We'll be right back. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Way to go right ahead there.
Back on the air?
They're back on the air. Go right ahead.
All right. Now, I'm going to continue with this very disturbing news originally from France. But once again, the Israeli Ministry of the Interior approved the construction of 8 large cemeteries and of... coffins. All these 250,000 places about to be dug up also have coffins being built for them. And in Israel, I want you to know that people are not buried in coffins. They're buried in sheets. But the reason for this is to avoid risks of epidemic from the massive terror or nuclear attack, supposedly. And, you know, this is a very negative message to be sent to the country. That's why it's not widely known.
Well, don't you think,
but nonetheless, they're worried that these dead bodies will spread epidemics, so they've got coffins ready. I'm reading now directly from the... from the report, the corpses will be buried in temporary cemeteries in wooden boxes, not coffins, just boxes. A sample of DNA will be kept in order to identify and bring to later burial, if anyone's still alive. The sites where these massive cemeteries are being prepared are Rosh Pina, near the Machanaim Airport. I guess you don't have to know that. Afula, Haifa, Hadera, Tel Aviv, Modin, Ramla, Jerusalem, and something called Park Hatzarim. In short, my goodness, this is not being done to spread hysteria. It's being done in secret. And somebody is expecting, well, they say a nuclear terror attack. No terror attack is going to kill 250,000 people. A nuclear attack sure could, or a war sure could.
Well, you mean they're really sitting on this story? The story's not getting out?
No, it isn't. I found it because I have a contact who I know well, and he keeps me in touch with these kind of things. No, it is not getting out. Now, just to let you know what's going on under the table, let's go to... You know, I had a phone call yesterday from my friend Chaya Vitkin. She's a close friend of mine. And she's very, very disturbed about the settlement freeze. And I said to her, you know, outright, you should see the news here. The way the news have it here is Israel's got a super raping government and they're not freezing settlements. But if you're living in Israel, you're not getting houses built. And she's very upset about this. And I said to her, you know, before the settlement movement was organized, it used to have its own council, it organized rallies. I said, there hasn't been a rally since Gush Katif or Gaza was evacuated. The settlement, the Yesha Council is called, the Council of Settlements of Judea and Samaria, was totally run by the government. I said, there's a way to fight this freeze and to fight the army if people were really, really concerned about it. There are over 400 settlements. If every one of them on the same day put up a building, it doesn't have to be a fancy building. It's just got to be an illegal building. I said if all 400 started at a legal building at the same time, on the same day, and defied the government and defied the freeze, the Army wouldn't be able to handle it. The government wouldn't be able to handle it. And I said, it's not a fancy plan, and it is not some sort of sanguine, surreptitious, it's going to be done openly, but it's not going to be a secret plan. This is an easy thing to do. You dig a hole and pour in some cement, and you do that in 400 different places. You start 400 illegally built buildings, and you can actually show somebody that you care about your lifestyle and about your home and everything else that's concerned with defying, well, your own government. You're not even bothering to defy Obama and the worst of the plans from America. You're defying your own government. And I spoke to him, and I hope we gathered names of who to contact, but I think it just floated over her head. I don't think these people have the spirit anymore to actually oppose what's being done to them. But what's being done to them is, I mean, look, I'm gonna talk about settlements, the other side of the coin. The illegal Arab building is, well, it's just now going into high motion. You've got illegal Arab housing in Jerusalem and the Galilee and the Negev. They're putting up any building they feel like it, and it's against Israeli law, but nobody is freezing them. I said, why should the settlers be frozen when the Arabs are putting up illegal housing throughout Israel and the government isn't stepping in? And it gets worse, by the way. You know, Jews can't move into Arab neighborhoods. Well, they'll be lynched if they try to. But there's a phenomenon going on, which I've discussed on this show, but it's really in full swing now. And it's really being reported of Arabs moving into Jewish neighborhoods. Now, what happens is that an Arab moves into a building, and the Jews don't throw him out and say, this is a Jewish building, and we can't move into your neighborhood. Why are you moving to ours? No, they just put their houses up for sale, and then more Arabs buy them. And what you've got now in Pisgah, a city near Jerusalem, are 1,300 Arabs have moved in there in the last 3 years. In French Hill, which is part of Jerusalem, and it used to be a really nice neighborhood, the figure is now over 7,000 Arabs have moved into French Hill. That neighborhood is kaput as a Jewish neighborhood. Nobody stopped them, so there they are. The Yaakov, the figure is suddenly 600 Arabs have moved in there. In short, they're taking over Jewish neighborhoods. They're building illegally all through the country, and people are making a fuss about frozen settlements. Where is the other side of the coin that the Arabs aren't cooperating?
Well, when are the Jewish people going to wake up and realize that their government doesn't represent them? It represents an alien force. And this idea of democracy means absolutely nothing because they control all the political parties over there. When are the Israeli people going to wake up? We'll be right back.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can invite you if they'd like you to come and speak in their area.
Sure. My newest book is The Compromised Land, and there's a bunch of others on lulu.com. www.lulu.com. There's a little search box. You double-click books, and you write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish. And my website is barryshamish.com. I will be speaking this month. I've got three lectures. I've been invited to three lectures. One is in South Miami. That's September 23rd, and then at the beginning of October, I'm in Omak, Washington, and then I go to Abbotsford, British Columbia, and then I fly home, hopefully without aggravation, at the border. I am now living in America with an American wife and all kinds of reasons not to harass me. Well, what can I say? I am in America with an American wife, and that's what gives me my legality here. But I'm going to Canada anyways because, come on, I can't ignore a request to lecture. I mean, this is what I do with my life. So that's my schedule for this month. South Miami, OMAC Washington and Abbotsford, British Columbia. And if you want to invite me to lecture, you phone me, 904-315-8079. 904-315-8079, and you'll find it's a pretty good evening. Now, let's get back to this whole story. Well, we've got to go to Malta. Now, King Juan Carlos is going to be in Malta in October. King Juan Carlos, as I have explained, has a title from the Vatican. He is in charge of the Christian holy sites of Jerusalem. He has an official title, which we may think is cute, but they take it dead seriously. He will be in Malta opening a wonderful new office, joining the Catholic countries of Europe, Italy, France, Spain, Malta, and Portugal, with the Arab League, which, of course, in this case, the Arab League is all the Arab countries, all 22 of them, but in this case, it's going to be the Mediterranean Arab League that are going to be at this festive occasion that King Juan Carlos will open up a liaison office aimed at joining the Mediterranean Union, which he invented, with the Arab League. And, well, you know, Israel should be part of this. It's also a Mediterranean state. And this is where Javier Solana and Shimon Peres are working for the following. Amir Moussa, who is the head of the Arab League, announced this week ahead of this, this terrific party that's going to go on with King Juan Carlos coming up in Malta, that the Arab League will deal. He used the word deal. And that's a very scary term. When he means deal, it means violence. They will deal with any Arab country that warms to Israel in any way until there is a complete freeze of Israeli building, now not to the settlements anymore, in post-1949 Israel, and it includes the following cities, which I just went through with you, having huge Arab populations suddenly: Pisgat Ze'ev, French Hill, and Neve Yaakov. Any Arab state that warms up to Israel while Jewish buildings going on in their own neighborhoods is going to be dealt with. Now we know why the Europeans are really pressing Israel and why this freeze is so important. Look, it's a long, this is like the Roman Empire, you know, you're just getting back the lands of the Roman Empire, but they mean business. This is their plan to join the Mediterranean Union, a fancy name for Catholic Europe, with the Arab League forming God knows what, but Israel is in the way. And Israel will have to be dealt with the same way any Arab state that warms up to Israel will be dealt with. The way it's being dealt with is this freeze on building. And as far as the Arabs are concerned, it has nothing to do with Judean Samaria and settlements. They want it frozen throughout a post-1949 Israel. And that means everywhere.
But, of course, even if Israel did stop all settlements, it still wouldn't solve the problem, because the Arabs really want to drive Israel certainly out of the Near East and eliminate the Jews. It's just part and parcel of their religious belief. So no matter what concessions Israel makes, why, it's not going to make any difference, will it?
Well, there's an issue of European public opinion and the Israeli, what you call the Israeli left. There aren't very many left. They think that whatever Europe says is right and Israel should freeze all building. What they don't understand is the Arabs don't mean settlements. they mean all of Israel. And, well, you've got so many forces within Israel that are controlled. Well, Shimon Peres and the Vatican are just work. They are one and the same. And Peres is a spy for the Vatican, and he's working with Solano to get Israel frozen. His problem is, well, he murdered Rabin, and it was on the news yesterday, and there are a lot of people who know that he's nothing but a bloody murderer. But he's, like I say, meeting with Solano, preparing the way for this union between the Arab League and Catholic Europe. That is Paris doing the job.
Well, it's a tragic situation, and Israel is under a terrific attack. But the difficulty is the attack is in large part being led by Israel's own leaders, just as here in the United States. The enemy that is undermining the very fabric of our society, destroying our industrial base, shipping our wealth overseas, destroying the value of our currency, is not, you know, sitting over in Moscow or Beijing. They're sitting right in New York City and Washington, D.C., because they have no loyalty to America, just as I fear that the leaders of Israel really have no loyalty to Israel. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, sure, but they've been placed in power. This is a long, complicated story how they even became leaders. But sure, I have no problem with that. But let's go with the army. Something came out this week that it's quite profound. Major General Yaakov Amidror, who at the time, 1993, was in the Military Intelligence Division of the IDF, I don't know if he revealed or someone else revealed, but it came out that Amidror told the cabinet meeting that if Oslo goes wrong, Ashkelon is going to be under rocket fire, and he did not approve of the Oslo Accord. And he said what he said was absolutely right. Ashkelon is, of course, under rocket fire from Gaza, as he predicted. And, oops, I hear music again.
I'm afraid you do. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamus as we wrap up this program. But Israel has real problems today because they have traitors as leaders, just as we have here in America, men whose loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. So we're going to be back in just a moment with Barry to wrap up today's program here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. So this is the last segment. Barry, you got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
All right, let's do the Army again. The Army is not the government. There are still generals who just did not approve of this awful Oslo Accord. And we mentioned Yaakov Amidror, intelligence, major general, of course, who said that if we signed the Oslo Accord, if the PLO violated in the slightest, Ashkelon is going to be under rocket attack. Way back in 93, he said that. Now in this year, the army has arrested an Arab named Sultani, who was the Arab, father a lawyer. He shared the same gym as the head of the army, chief of staff, General Gabi Ashkenazi. He used to work out with the head of the army in the same gym, and he told Hezbollah how to kill the head of the IDF, and he was arrested. They tracked him, and they got lucky, and he was arrested. Gabi Ashkenazi no longer goes to the gym. But Hezbollah was going to blow up the head of the IDF. And it gets worse, and that's why these graves are something you cannot ignore. This is kind of semi-exclusive information about the building of 250,000 graves. This week, the United Arab Republic stopped a North Korean ship filled with weapons aimed for Iran, and Iran has been funneling these weapons to Hezbollah, and they are chemical and they are biological, and the next war is not going to be Hamas. Hamas doesn't get this stuff from Iran. Hamas is Sunni. It's a different kind of Arab. The Shiites, Hezbollah is Shiite. And Iran is stopping at nothing for them to take on Israel in the next war in a very filthy fight. And that's what these graves are all about. The mass terror attack will come from Hezbollah.
And well, I think that people have to understand that, of course, the Shia religion is different than the Sunni religion. The Shia religion, actually, at least the leaders of it, want a cataclysmic war, a destructive war, perhaps even a nuclear and biological war, because they think that this is going to actually bring back the Mahdi. This is part of the nuclear belief, so you're not really dealing with rational people.
Well, again, everyone says, if you do this to Israel, a lot of Arabs will die. Who will die are the apostate Sunnis. They could care less what happens to them. There's all this logic in the West that Israel won't be hit because there are millions of Arabs in the region. They're not Shiite Arabs. They're Sunni Arabs. And they're allowed to die. There's no problem. They're viewed as heretics. Now, where it gets really serious with the United States is the Obama plan for the Middle East is floating around Arab news sites. It's been leaked to the news sites by, I suppose, the Muslims who received the Obama plan. The Obama plan has, the worst of it is the holy sites of Jerusalem will all be transferred to Muslim control. That's what Obama wants. Now, when you talk about Malta and the Vatican and the Vatican wants the holy sites too, but there seems to be an alliance building between the Vatican and the Arabs, and it's all, from the Vatican's point of view, it's the holy sites of Jerusalem. From the Obama point of view, it goes to Muslim control, and I guess if you ally with them, you get control as well. It's a big mess what's going on. But that mess has got a violent side that hasn't exploded yet. But when the spark comes, as I said, 250,000 graves in a little country like Israel being hidden from the public. The next war that Israel faces against Hezbollah is going to be a biological chemical war with missiles that can go 200 kilometers and strike anywhere in the country. Forget Hamas. Hamas have pea shooters, and they're pretty darn cowardly as well. Hezbollah have proved themselves quite fearless, and they're willing to take whatever Israel can throw at them so long as Israel gets wiped out. And I'll tell you, they're preparing for it big time right now, and they've got Europe on the Arab side, and the Obama administration is also getting its 2 cents worth on the Arab side as well. It does not look good for Israel, not at all.
Well, we're out of time, Barry. I agree with you. I share your concern. I think we're on the edge of some cataclysmic, world-shaking event, and it's only a matter of time before the world as we know it, both for Israel and the United States, is going to change forever. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that was Barry Shamish. We do hope you enjoy his commentary, but certainly he gives information you're not going to get elsewhere. And I'd not heard that story about the graves. I assumed it was an effort to frighten the Israeli people, but according to Barry, the Israelis aren't being told about it, but the plans are being made. Of course, we know that they're making plans here in America. They're setting up their internment camps. If you've never heard my talk on the planned police state or seen the syllabus that goes with that, you need to get it. The syllabus on the planned police state and the talk, it's a DVD. Then, of course, you need to get their 4-tape set on the Military Commission Act. You need to get our material on concentration camps. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are concentration camps. We have a DVD called America Behind Barbed Wire. We have certainly the materials, certainly the test the hearings. They're in something called the Amazing Clips, the congressional hearings where Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out the fact that there is a plan to suspend the Constitution and establish a dictatorship. And then you'll hear Congressman Henry Gonzalez confirming that plan. We have something called the Concentration Camp Special, which is a four-tape set, which is a DVD, and certainly is a group of documents going along with this, but they do not want the American people to know. So you need to get this information. It's available from Radio Liberty. You can get the four-tape set or the DVD or the documentation separate, but be sure to get it and help us to get the truth out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great DVD. It's called Sheltering in Place. I mean, how would you prepare your home for the possibility of a chemical or biological warfare? Have you ever thought about it? Have you made any preparations at all? Because actually, you can use your home as a shelter, but you have to think about it now and know what to do. And the preparations are simple. Well, we recommend this DVD. We have a four-tape set on civil defense and the things that you should be doing and preparing for. We've got a great book. It's called Making the Best of Basics, something my wife had met long before I started doing this. It's just, what would you do if you couldn't go down to the store and buy all the things you regularly do? What would you do if you had wheat or grains? Why would you prepare them? The book Sheltering in Place is just a great source of information. So we have, of course, Making the Best of Basics, the DVD entitled Sheltering in Place, and then a four-tape set on civil defense. We've got so much information. Go up on our website of RadioLiberty.com and get the information, and then share it with your friends and with your neighbors, because we're really in serious times. And, of course, the whole world financial system is coming down. The Chinese are threatening to default on their derivative contracts where they've actually shorted gold and silver. They're going up. The Chinese were told by our leaders to bet that the prices were going down. And they said, you lied to us. We're just not going to honor our derivative contracts. And we're not going to take a big loss. You're going to take the loss. And then, of course, they're encouraging their citizens to buy gold and silver. The Chinese have asked for their gold from London. The British won't give them to them. The people in Hong Kong have asked for their gold. They can't get it. The people in the Arab countries have asked London to give them their gold. Germany has asked the United States to give them their gold, and we won't give it. We're on the end of the whole monetary system.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-